it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If Twitter's more your thing, and we know it is for many of you, in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We've got a big show out in front of us today as we get you ready for all the sports action coming up on Labor Day weekend, and we'll set the table on the other side. But what we want to do is what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We let you know the number of ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based, be it Android-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, Apple-based, Windows-based, Android-based, it matters not. Or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most important of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. We thank each and every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Friday edition of the Attack. Open up the phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick it off next, right after this short timeout.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, I don't know if that means we're half as hopeless as or twice as hopeless as only one of us is here. Welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack for Friday. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the discussion. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Big show out in front of us today here on the Spano and Black Attack as we get you all set for your Labor Day weekend. We're going to start in the NFL. We're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick and his continued choice to not stand and put his hand over his heart during the national anthem as his method of trying to enact social change. We'll talk about all that transpired around that. I've got a lot to say in that regard. So we'll spend some time on Colin Kaepernick, the social activist. We'll then roll into Colin Kaepernick, the football player. And then from there, week four of the exhibition season, the exhibition finale usually doesn't give you a lot of takeaways. But the few that there are, we'll kind of dive into a little bit, a couple of things that I took out of the slate of exhibition action from last night. And now, you know, in a couple of days, everybody will have their roster down to 53 and be ready for the start of the NFL regular season. So probably the entirety of hour one will be focused on the National Football League. In hour two, we'll roll to the college game. College football made its season debut last night. One really interesting game with an extremely surprise, a game that was really a surprise with how it unfolded. Ultimately, the winner, not necessarily a surprise. So we'll dive into all the doings from last night in college football, look ahead to tonight's action, as well as the rest of the weekend, as we have a great opening weekend of college football. And we'll dive into all the games. And then to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Scott Hunter, former Alabama quarterback, will join us, and he'll help us preview one of the true marquee matchups of the weekend, and that's Alabama and USC, which takes place at the Jerry Jones Pleasure Palace in Dallas. And he'll help us preview that stellar matchup, which is really one of the marquee matchups of the weekend. We'll talk to him about University of Alabama, another national title, and you know, not only looking ahead to this game, but their season in general. That's at 40 after hour number 2. With former University of Alabama great Scott Hunter. But I want to attack Colin Kaepernick. And when I say attack, I just want to go into the latest on Colin Kaepernick, because I've been one that hasn't attacked Kaepernick. Certainly not with the venom, vitriol, and hatred that so many have up until this point. But I want to continue to attack the story, as it were. It's a story that merits attention, and we're going to do just that here, and we're going to give it to you on the Spano and Black Attack. And for those that didn't see, because you are either focused on college football, the few Major League Baseball games that were on tap last night, or just generally enjoying the last vestiges of summer, but Colin Kaepernick took a knee during the national anthem before the 49ers exhibition finale against the Chargers in San Diego on Military Appreciation Night. And this time he wasn't alone amongst his 49er teammates. Safety Eric Reed joined him. And in Oakland, Seahawks cornerback Jeremy Lane sat during the national anthem before the Raiders game with the Seahawks. So Colin Kaepernick's form of protest is gaining momentum. You know, he's starting to make a difference, and that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to bring awareness to the plight and the oppression, in his opinion, of people of color. And we talked about it a lot. We felt, both Bob and I, and in particular me, felt that the methodology with which he was getting his message out there was not the best method, but we supported his right to do so. And that's where we still stand, and that's where I still stand. Maybe the forum that he's using in an effort to enact social change is not the forum many of you would favor, at time, you know, including myself. But as an American, the national anthem, our flag, these are symbols of the greatness of this country, and they symbolize the freedoms that we enjoy that allow him to make these choices and make this choice and use this forum as his method to try and enact social change. So as I've said before and will continue to say, the hatred needs to stop. The attacks on Kaepernick as it relates to not so much his message, but those that attack with such venom and vitriol as it relates to how he sends his message and the forum that he's using, that must stop. The ability and the freedom to use that forum to send that message is exactly what makes America the greatest country in the world, the freedoms that we enjoy. And he changed it this time. The last time it was sitting on the bench. This time he genuflected and went to a knee along with teammate Eric Reed. And as I so you see the growth of his movement on his own team, where after the firestorm initially happened, there was a players-only meeting in the locker room where a bunch of his teammates came out in support of his view. Those that didn't necessarily support the view or the forum that he was choosing to use, the vast majority came out and supported his right to do so. So clearly this 49ers team, while not talented, they're galvanized. And Kaepernick and his choice and in methodology of how he wants to enact social change and fix social injustices is not causing a distraction in the locker room and in the clubhouse for the San Francisco 49ers. But his movement is definitely starting to take some root and gain momentum in the National Football League. As we said, a teammate in Eric Reed joined him on bended knee before the 49ers game versus the Chargers in San Diego. Kaepernick then applauded the military that were there being saluted on a military appreciation night in San Diego. Before the Raiders versus Seahawks game, Jeremy Lane sat during the national anthem. So you're starting to see Kaepernick's message and Kaepernick's method of protest and his movement gain momentum. He is making a difference. And for that, he should be applauded. His desire and his zeal to enact social change and make a difference should be applauded. You're always asking these athletes to make a difference. Well, here's one that is doing so. He may not be using the forum that you desire, but he's certainly making a difference. And his movement is gaining momentum, and he's causing a groundswell. And moreover, he's putting his money where his mouth is. Here's a guy. We always talk about these greats and they don't do enough. We talk about these athletes. You complain they don't do enough. They have so much and they give so little. Well, he's in choosing his method of protest and the forum that he's using, he has subject himself to much scorn and ridicule and lots of vitriol. So he's taken that risk there. He came out and made the statement that it's bigger than football. If I lose endorsements or I lose my job in football, so be it. This is a message that's much more important than that. So he's shown it with that statement, with the choice of his actions as it relates to the forum that he's using to try and enact change. And now he's put his money where his mouth is. He's taken $1 million of his salary, and he is going to donate it to charitable organizations that address his social concerns. We'll talk about that on the other side. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack and Colin Kaepernick right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster, though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to get involved, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And the subject on tap right now is Colin Kaepernick. And again, his continuing protest against social injustice as it relates to people of color in this country and the forum that he's using to do it, which is the national anthem, his refusal to stand up and put his hand over his heart during the national anthem. In the last couple of games before the final game of the preseason, he was sitting on the bench. This time around, it was on bended knee. And his movement, again, as we said, he's not doing it in isolation. He's gaining momentum. Eric Reed, teammate and safety for the 49ers, joined him. In Oakland, Jeremy Lane sat on the bench, the Seahawk cornerback, before the game between the Raiders and the Seahawks in Oakland last night. So Colin Kaepernick's efforts are not in vain, and you can weigh in with your view on his protest, the forum that he's choosing to use, and some of the other things surrounding Colin Kaepernick's protest at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529, on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Last segment, as we're going out the door and getting ready to step away, I mentioned that he's putting his money where his mouth is. And in addition to the public forum that he's using to bring awareness by not standing and putting his hand over his heart during the national anthem, initially by sitting, now by going on bended knee and bowing his head during the national anthem, he was bringing attention that way. But he certainly has put his money where his mouth is. Kaepernick has said he will be donating $1 million of his salary to organizations that address his social concerns. Well, that's putting your money where your mouth is. He's taking almost 10% of his annual salary for this year, and he's pledging it towards social causes. So not only is he using words, using some actions that have drawn the ire of many to bring awareness to the cause, he's taking money out of his own pocket and he's putting it towards making a difference. So while you may not like the forum that Kaepernick is using, while you even may find, and there are people out there, like I said, I do a lot of sports talk here and in other places, and there are a great many people, unfortunately, that find his message distasteful. So while you may find the message distasteful and you may not agree with it, and I don't know how you can, there is a certain level of oppression and there is a certain difference in the way people of color are treated in this country compared to Caucasians. We've made so much progress, and I've talked about it a lot. We've elected a president for two terms that's an African-American. You know, we've made a world of progress, and I'm not going to sit here and chronicle every item of progress that we have scored and made, but we definitely have made a world of progress from where we were just 50-odd years ago. But we still have a long way to go, and Colin Kaepernick is spotlighting that fact through his actions, through his words, and now putting his money behind the cause. So you can't complain that Kaepernick is not passionate and not doing his share and just providing lip service. So whether you like the message or don't, whether you agree or don't, whether you like the forum or you don't, if you're truly an American who understands the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, you have to acknowledge that he has the right to do this. That's what that national anthem symbolizes. That's what that flag symbolizes. It symbolizes that we have the right to do just what Colin Kaepernick is doing. So while you may not agree with the forum and you may not agree with the message, if you're somebody that doesn't agree with the message, you agree that it's his right to do it. And if you don't, you can sit there and hide behind the anthem and hide behind the American flag and profess your love of the country and your love of the troops that fought for this country that all of us have. But if you're going to attack Kaepernick with vitriol, anger, hatred, and ire the way many of you are, and you're going to hide behind the flag and the anthem, you're actually being un-American. You don't understand what they symbolize. That's the realities. So the realities of the situation are, whether you agree or not with the message, it's irrelevant. Whether you agree or not with the forum, it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, it's really about the freedoms we enjoy in this country. And that allows Kaepernick to do exactly what he's doing. And if you think it's just lip service from him, it's not. There's been actions, there's been words, and there's been somebody putting his money where his mouth is. About 10% of his salary is going to these causes. That's putting your money where your mouth is. So you can't, I don't see how you can criticize Kaepernick for trying to make a difference. He's doing all the things we ask for people to do when they're trying to make a difference, make a real effort, and he's doing just that. And he is gaining momentum in his efforts, and he is making a difference, and he is bringing awareness. Where I'll caution Colin that he needs to be careful, it's in a couple of regards. You know, and everybody will point at the pig socks, and I get it. He was trying to make a point. He talked about when he wore them and that it was prior to a lot of this. Again, when you're trying to make a difference, you've got to be a little more careful than anybody else might have to be. Those hateful characterizations, like those socks that characterize all cops as pigs, those are things you want to stay away from. You also want to be more well-read, or as well-read as you possibly can be, and learn more before you speak about the topics that you discuss. You know, you cannot be ignorant when you speak, and you can't materially misstate the truth. So the hateful characterizations of groups that you feel are in some ways the oppressors or the ones that are perpetrating much of the social injustice, that doesn't help, because hate begetting hate is not the answer if you want to make a difference. That's not what Dr. King would have done. That's not what Dr. King did. So you want to stay away from that, number one, if you want this message to truly have credibility and if you want this movement to really enact real change. That's number one. And number two, again, read more, learn more, more knowledge. Be careful in what you say. Make sure you're accurate. Now, Dr. King would never say all the cops were bad. He would never do something like that. And he didn't do things like that. He truly rose above and made it and was able to make a difference because he did. Colin Kaepernick needs to do the same thing. You know, ignorance, because the oppressors and those that treat people differently because of the color of their skin, because they're ignorant, that doesn't mean you can reply with ignorance. You know, and I'm going back to some of the statements he made where he talked about the training to be a police officer is no more than the training necessary to be a cosmetologist. It's just simply a materially untrue statement. And those are the type of statements you want to stay clear of. They're inflammatory, they're inaccurate. Go read some history about the civil rights movement in this country. Gain awareness. When you're going to spout information, make sure you're not spouting misinformation. Make sure you're not spouting it with hatred. Because unfortunately, a lot of times in situations like this, hate begets more hate. And if you're guilty of doing that, your message loses credibility. The hateful characterizations of some groups, that is going to make your message lose credibility. So if Colin Kaepernick truly wants to make a difference long term, he needs to be more careful in those regards. He needs to lose the hateful characterizations of groups that he feel oppress people of color. That's number one. Number two, more education. Being more well-read. careful with the accuracy of the information you disseminate. Be the bigger person. Tweak the message in that regard with all the other things that he's doing, from, you know, putting himself at risk for personal scorn and perhaps loss of revenue, putting his money up, you know, all the other things he's doing, they're making a difference already, and they'll continue to make a difference. If you want to make a bigger difference, just be more careful and more accurate with the information you disseminate and stop the hateful aspects of this. It makes you no better than the people you're rallying against. You do that, and boy, you'll be able to make a real difference with your message. On the other side, more on Colin Kaepernick's message. Then we'll get to Colin Kaepernick on the field and all my other takeaways from week four of the exhibition season. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56 and at Sports Byline USA. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with a House Smarts Lawn and Garden tip. You know, fall is a really important time to take care of your lawn. You spent the spring getting it ready, the summer tweaking it and enjoying it. Good job. But winter is coming. Now, once all those leaves fall, rake them up and make sure to rake up all that thatch that can choke the lawn. It allows the winter fertilizer to get down to the roots, which will make your lawn stronger. Then in the spring, your lawn will wake up faster, look greener, and thicker than before. And now a word from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Well, we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. On Twitter, at Joe Spano56, at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, we've been talking Colin Kaepernick, and not Colin Kaepernick, the football player, but Colin Kaepernick, the man, and the man who is really taking on the cause of social injustices against people of color. And we're talking about his continued methodology of protest and everything else that goes with it. So you can weigh in on any phase of this discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Your views are always appreciated. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByLineUSA. But to kind of wrap up Colin Kaepernick, the man, as it were, and the man who is going to try and make a difference on a social level like we've asked so many of our athletes to do of late, I guess to bring it full circle, and I talked about the things that I feel he's doing right, and I've talked about the things I feel maybe are not quite as right. But again, I've come out and been consistent in my belief that this country is so great because the reason this country is so great, or one of the reasons this country is so great, is because he has the right to protest in this manner. So to kind of bring it full circle, continue to try and spread the word and get that message out there and try and make a difference, not only with your words, but with your continued actions, and continue to put your money where your mouth is. But really, really be sure to eliminate the hateful aspects of the message. Rise above. You rise above, you'll make a real difference. That, and learn. Become more learned about what you're trying to do. Study history so you're not doomed to repeat it and its failings. You take those steps and you will knock this message out of the park, and you will be considered perhaps one of the great difference makers as it relates to overcoming social injustices that this country has ever seen. Got a long way to go, and there's a lot of work to be done. But the passion for the message and the sacrifices that you're willing to make could have you on your way in that regard. But you've got to clean up some of these things I've talked about as it relates to some of the hate that's coming out in the message, and some of the inaccuracies that you're putting forth. That has to change. That said, where I want to applaud you is speaking to Nate Boyer. And this is where Colin deserves a lot of credit. Sat down, he had a long discussion with Nate Boyer, the former University of Texas football player, the former Army Green Beret who has seen combat in many dangerous outposts, actually signed a contract with the Seattle Seahawks and played one game for them as a long snapper. So with his service to our country, he gains a lot of credibility. Because a lot of those that are extremely critical of Kaepernick are so because they feel it's a lack of support for our troops and those that have paid the ultimate price. Well, Boyer's one of our veterans and one who has served this country so well. A man who saw a lot of combat in the face of danger. And if Nate Boyer can embrace Colin Kaepernick and work together with Colin Kaepernick to tweak the message so that it's less inflammatory and more effective, so can all of you. Because the anger that I hear from so many is always the same. Well, it's disrespectful to our troops and all these other things. Well, Nate's one of those troops. And then you have the group of veterans, Veterans for Kaepernick. They're our troops. If they're okay with Cap, so should you be. Because the essence of your rallying cry against Colin is it's disrespectful to our troops and so many others. Well, Nate was a member of our armed forces, a Green Beret who saw lots of combat and made lots of sacrifices for this country. So if he can sit down and talk to Colin and embrace him and support Colin Kaepernick, well, then so can you. That's the reality. And I implore all of you to read his article in the Army News. It talks a lot about a lot of the things I've talked about, and it really spotlights a lot of what I said about the message, how you deliver it, and the right to deliver that message. And again, Nate's talked about, while I don't necessarily agree with the sitting for the national anthem and using the national anthem as a forum, to quote him, he's being an American. That's exactly what I've said all along. That's what makes this country great, or one of the things that does. So Colin Kaepernick's just being an American. Just remember that. And he was open to tweaking his message and the forum, as it were. After talking to Nate, it went from sitting on the bench, which I guess in discussions with Nate Boyer, both sides came to an understanding that it was a little disrespectful. And there was a little hatred there instead of trying to spread a message and make a difference with positivity. So the message became, we'll go on bended knee now. It's not disrespectful, but it shows that we're different and that we have an issue. So let's applaud Colin Kaepernick for what he's done right. And we've talked a lot about that. And let's also realize the freedoms he enjoys. And the realities are, as Nate himself said, he's being an American. Let's hope he learned some things from his conversation with Nate. It looks like he has, in tweaking how he's using the form of the national anthem to get his message out. Let's hope he learns to tweak the message a little bit to eliminate a lot of the hatred. And let's hope he educates himself a little more and can do that much better of a job of spreading the message. Again, your thoughts on anything related to Colin Kaepernick and his message and his fight against social injustice, you can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free number to join me here on The Attack. If you want to do it on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Let's jump on the field. Let's talk Colin Kaepernick, the player, and then quickly to some Week 4 takeaways from the exhibition season. Kaepernick was pretty good last night. Was he great? No, certainly not great. And while he was a far better football player, and he looked like a far better football player than he did last year, as he was beset by injuries, you can clearly see that he's not all the way back, that this is a player that is just now starting to round into health. You know, the size doesn't, you know, obviously hasn't shrunk as far as his height, but the strength and the explosiveness that Kaepernick showed at his best did not necessarily look like it was all the way there. The arm didn't necessarily look like it was all the way there. There were glimpses. The first drive early, he looked very impressive. From there, he kind of took a step back. So when I look at this quarterback, I still see the same guy that had the world of potential and was building upon that potential and was on his way towards being an elite quarterback in the National Football League. I still see glimpses of it. But I also see a guy who needs to continue to build up his speed, his strength, his explosiveness, and truly get back into elite football shape so that you can see the best of Colin Kaepernick. Maybe we already have, and it's not going to return. But the glimpses I saw last night, in his duty starting for the 49ers in their final exhibition game, makes it clear that he's worth keeping on that roster. You've already paid him, so you're not going to save any money by cutting him. The players only meeting, as I talked about earlier on, in the wake of Kaepernick's social protest, that hasn't been a distraction to the team. If anything, there are many of his teammates who are in full support of his point of view. those that don't necessarily support it understand it's his right. And because they had an open and honest discussion and forum, he's not going to be a distraction, a lightning rod sort of character within the locker room and somebody that divides this team. So you can give him the opportunity to do the work that he needs to do to see if he can get back. And he's got a skill set that would be a good fit for Chip's offense in many ways. And Chip's a quarterback guru. Maybe there's something he can do with him. I don't know that he necessarily makes the quick reads that Chip likes in his offense, but the physical skills, they're a match for what Chip likes to do offensively. This is not a particularly gifted team by any stretch of the imagination. So you can certainly, if you have a weapon you've already bought and paid for this season, and there's a chance that you can get something out of him, why not keep him? He's not a distraction. It's not as though he's more trouble than he's worth. So ultimately, I think Kaepernick stays in San Francisco, and maybe somewhere down the line this year, they see if they can use him. Hey, if it ends up they spend the year and he doesn't make progress from where he is now and he doesn't become a part of this offense and he doesn't have a role that'll justify next year's big salary, they'll cut him in the offseason. They may risk him getting injured and not be able to cut him and fully guarantee the salary against injury, but the truth of the matter is they're so far under the cap, it doesn't matter anyway. They need talent. They don't really have a real answer at quarterback. If they can get Kaepernick to be something like he was before, he's far and away the best quarterback on that roster. Blaine Gabbert is no great quarterback. In many ways, he's starting by default. So take the risk. You have little to lose and a lot to gain. And then you see where you are with him after the season. If there's been no progress and he hasn't been able to carve out any kind of role for himself and it doesn't look like he's the future quarterback here in San Francisco, let him go. Cut him. You don't lose anything. Move on. Maybe he'll be somebody else's reclamation project or he moves on to something else. And then you go out and try and get yourself a real quarterback. Blaine Gabbert's no long-term solution. Jeff Driscoll's no long-term solution. Christian Hackenberg's certainly not a long-term solution. And off of one preseason game, I'm not ready to anoint Christian Hackenberg anything special. This was a guy who up until injury to Thaddeus Lewis was sitting on his couch. So we know he's no answer to anything. The only guy on that roster at quarterback with the potential to be special is Colin Kaepernick. So keep him and see if you can continue to coach him up and rehab him along the way and maybe he becomes special again. We'll wrap up hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Well, we get ready to wrap up hour one here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. To join the fray, 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Real quick, some other takeaways from week four of the exhibition slate, and there aren't all that many because the truth of the matter is you don't see much in the exhibition season this day and age in general, but particularly in game four. But I will say a couple of rookie quarterbacks, boy, they have a long way to go. Christian Hackenberg may have had the worst single exhibition game, the worst quarterback performance I've ever seen. He threw for 1.7 yards an attempt. Again, the Jets had no intention of playing him this year. It's going to be a long and arduous developmental project in Christian Hackenberg. So I don't put much stock into it. Boy, was he bad. Jared Goff, who originally was going to start from Jump Street for the Los Angeles Rams, well, that's not the case. He's likely going to be the number three quarterback. They might want to take the same approach with Goff. I understand the pressures that there are in Los Angeles, but here's the realities. If you want this quarterback to succeed, he's nowhere near ready. Throwing him out there into the fire with a team that lacks some offensive punch, you may ruin this kid. So those two have a long way to go. Paxton Lynch, the rawest of the raw young quarterbacks, looks further along than the other two I mentioned. That's really about it, other than keep an eye on the Tennessee Titans. Exotic smash mouth may just work better than you think down in Tennessee. Well, that's a wrap for hour one. Big hour two out in front of us. We'll step aside right now here on Sports Byline. Then I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We haven't been hit by something like this in ages.
As that Florida man points out, it was over a decade since a hurricane had hit Florida, but that changed early today when Hermine came ashore with 80-mile-an-hour winds and pounding rains. That storm is now a tropical storm in Georgia, headed through the Carolinas, off the mid-Atlantic coast, and this weekend it could be hanging out off the coast of New York City. This woman staying at a Jersey Shore beachfront resort with children, saying,
"We just went and bought some games. We've got a little fishing game, and we've got puzzles. They'll be happy. As long as we're all together, we're set."
Campaigning in Ohio, Donald Trump says if Hillary Clinton's elected,
it'll be four more years of Obama.
Now the State Department reversing course, announcing it will release records of who Hillary Clinton met with when she was Secretary of State in mid-October, before Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world. And the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Well, I think it's a misunderstanding.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who again last night did not stand during the national anthem.
You know, the media painted this as anti-American, anti-men and women of the military, and that's not the case at all.
While Kaepernick kneeled during the anthem, he was seen standing during God Bless America later in the game, and he stood cheering and clapping for U.S. troops when they were acknowledged for San Diego's Military Association Night. Kaepernick asked what he's trying to accomplish with his recent remarks and failure to stand during the anthem.
The dream result would be equality, you know, justice for everybody.
The explosion of a SpaceX rocket is a setback for Facebook. The internet giant's Amos 6 communications satellite was destroyed when the rocket blew up at a launch pad during testing at Cape Canaveral, Florida yesterday. They were hoping to deliver broadband internet service from space with that communications satellite. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Back to election year politics, it seems the battleground state of Ohio is getting more attention as Election Day nears. Here's Terry Moore with details.
With presidential polls tightening across the U.S., Ohio's importance grows.
I am fighting for you.
Campaigning in Wilmington, Republican nominee Donald Trump promised to create a new legacy for America.
I'm fighting for real change, not just partisan change.
Trump argued that Democrat Hillary Clinton represents 4 more years of Barack Obama, only worse. Meantime, Vice President Joe Biden campaigned for Clinton in Warren, Ohio. Biden said Trump is not a bad guy.
I just think he is thoroughly, totally, completely uninformed.
I'm Terry Moore.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be taking part in what's being called the first ever Commander-in-Chief Forum next Wednesday. NBC News anchor Matt Lauer to moderate this forum live in New York City. Presidential candidates Trump and Clinton to answer questions about national security, veterans issues, and military affairs that will be asked by NBC News as well as an audience of military veterans and active service members. And protesters plan to demonstrate when former Stanford swimmer Brock Turner is released from a California jail today. He's being released after serving just half of a 6-month sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious and heavily intoxicated woman outside a frat party back in January of 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We got a fun hour two out in front of us, and I'll set the table for that on the other side. But right now, I want to do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. It's run down the number of different ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app and an app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Windows-based, or even be it Apple-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio, that app versatility. Again, Android, Windows, Apple, it doesn't matter. Or just go to TuneIn.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack. Well, we'll set the table on the other side for a big hour two, start knocking things down. I'm Joe Spano. You can weigh in with your phone calls at 800-878-PLAY or with your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off hour two right after this brief timeout.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwich sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, we get ready to kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack for Friday here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to get involved in the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, the discussion has been NFL focused. A lot of it on Colin Kaepernick and his passion for righting the wrongs of social injustice that have been levied on people of color and continue to be levied on people of color. You can weigh in with your thoughts on any aspect of that discussion from hour one at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. Quick takeaways we gave you from week four of the exhibition slate. There really wasn't much to talk about, but you can weigh in with your takeaways from week four of the exhibition slate also at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. But in this hour, it's going to be college football. We'll spend the first two segments of the hour recapping some of the major action from last night and then looking ahead to the rest of the action coming up this weekend in what's the best opening weekend of the college football season I've seen in a long, long time. And then to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Scott Hunter, former University of Alabama quarterback, great national champion, former member of the Green Bay Packers. He'll join us, and we will preview Bama-USC, which is the marquee matchup on Saturday night this opening weekend, and also take a look ahead to Alabama's season in its entirety. So that's the rundown for hour number two. Also, just a little bit of interesting trivia. 30 years ago today, Bo Jackson singled in his first at-bat as he made his major league debut with the Royals. Boy, who'd have thought it was 30 years ago, but thought that was an interesting little tidbit. But where I'd like to go is to college football. And I guess the place we have to start is favorite to win the SEC East and advance to the SEC championship game out of the East side of the draw Tennessee. They host Appalachian State 9 years to the day that Appalachian State sprung the upset in the Big House against number 5 Michigan, and Appalachian State gave Tennessee absolute fits. It took overtime in Knoxville for Tennessee to top Appalachian State 20-13. And the truth of the matter, when you look at this game, the Vols were flat out lucky. You know, everything went right with the exception of the kicking game for Appalachian State in the first half. And in the second half, every break seemed to go the Volunteers' way. And I guess at the end of the day, you know, when you look at this game and you say to yourself, how did Tennessee end up winning? A lot of it was luck and good fortune. You have the Mountaineers freshman kicker miss a PAT, a relatively makeable field goal, and ultimately in overtime, you recover a fumble in the end zone for the winning touchdown. Well, that's about as fortunate as you're going to get as a football team in relation to winning a game. You know, a game in many ways, and Tennessee was sloppy all night long. They were uninspired, unexplosive. They certainly didn't look like the overwhelming favorites to come out of the East and win the SEC East, and they didn't look like a top 10 team. They didn't look like a team that's going to make or contend for the college football playoffs, that's for sure. They struggled mightily as a 3-touchdown favorite in their building with 102,000 people in Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. And they struggled with, it's a football bowl subdivision team, but it's their second year as a full football bowl subdivision member. And they're a Sun Belt Conference team. These are the kind of teams that on opening night in your building in front of 100,000+ people, you steamroll them. And again, Appalachian State has good athletes, some quality personnel, but they got a defensive line that on average weighs about 255 pounds across the front. Tennessee's got an offensive line that weighs about 300 pounds across the front and is full of veterans. And who won the battle in the trenches when you watch this game? It was Appalachian State all night long, beating that Tennessee offensive line that looked lost. On offense, now Tennessee's got some dynamic playmakers on defense. Here's the small Appalachian State offensive line getting to the second level and manufacturing things in the running game and controlling tempo. The realities are, and there's no way to understate this, Tennessee extremely fortunate to win this game, number one. And number two, in many ways, I guess when you look at it, it was more Appalachian State losing this game in a lot of ways than Tennessee winning this game and their limitations coming to the forefront, meaning Appalachian State's. Realize, 4 of their 5 second half possessions, they ended in Tennessee territory. Guess how many points Appalachian State got on those drives? 0. Now, yeah, you have to give Tennessee's defense credit for buckling down. But, man, a lot of that is good fortune. That's mistakes by Appalachian State as well. That's snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. You would figure on 4 possessions in 1 half of football, you get into the opposition territory, you're going to come out with some points. And if they came out with any points, they win the football game. So in many ways, that's an example of Appalachian State more giving the game to Tennessee than Tennessee taking the game from Appalachian State. I mean, that's really what I saw. You know, again, we've talked about the number of ways and how fortunate Tennessee was. The freshman kicker misses a PAT that he pushes right. He pushes a makeable field goal right. And you have to recover a fumble in your own end zone in overtime in order to score the winning touchdown. You know, and you came into this game as a highly touted 3-touchdown favorite. You're ranked number 9, number 10 in the country in most polls. You're a favorite, certainly, to win the SEC East. You've got second-team all-conference quarterback who has a wealth of experience, and he looked lousy. You got a talented running back duo that looked okay. You've got this veteran-laden, talented offensive line, and they were getting beat by this unheralded 40 pounds lighter Appalachian State defense. So the realities are, outside of a couple of explosive plays and the ball bouncing the right way for Tennessee, they got beat up in this game. Dobbs made one real good pass all game long, the 67-yarder to Josh Malone that tied it at 13 in the last with 10.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That, in many ways, saved the season for Tennessee. I understand. You know, they thought they had a touchdown catch on that first offensive drive that would have knotted it at 7, perhaps made it a different game. But they just never overcame the early mistakes and Appalachian State getting that early lead. They never overcame that. And they could never get things going. You know, Appalachian State scored their first touchdown. Again, they didn't do a ton of great things. It was a kind of a sloppy, ugly, slow football game. Appalachian State, the thing they did best was run the football, keep Tennessee from dominating on offense, and control tempo. Time of possession, they had the ball for 33.5 minutes. And they slowed down the game. But the reality is Appalachian State's first score came off a fumbled punt return. They got short field, took advantage of it. That was the first of their two touchdowns. The other of their two touchdowns came on a wheel route and a nice run. You know, they weren't explosive and dynamic either. More on Tennessee, Appalachian State on the other side, and then we'll get to everything else that's going on this weekend in college football. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
No, that wasn't Butch Jones on the sidelines for Tennessee as Tennessee squeaked one out against Appalachian State 20-13 in Knoxville last night to kick off the college football season. Again, you know, just to kind of wrap this up, Tennessee was sloppy. They seemed uninspired, seemed as though they looked past Appalachian State. And in matchups where you thought they had a clear edge, it didn't come to pass. Their offensive line, huge size and talent advantage over the defensive line of Appalachian State, you'd have thought they'd have pushed them around, dominated in a running game. They didn't. You'd have thought Joshua Dobbs would have been sharper. He wasn't. Again, a lot of this was good fortune. Appalachian State ran the ball pretty well. They didn't do a lot in the passing game. A lot of their drives bogged down, especially in the second half. They couldn't sustain and couldn't finish because of and a lot of that, I'm sure, has to do with the talent difference between them and the Tennessee Volunteers. But realities are kicking game cost them dearly, and the bounce is not going their way as this game unfolded late. Cost them dearly, allowed Tennessee to pull one out. Again, Tennessee got off to the shaky start. The Cam Sutton fumble on a punt return led to the first score with short field for Appalachian State. You then had the Lamb to Marcus Cox 33-yard touchdown. It was kind of a wheel route over the back shoulder, and Cox took it in the end zone. You missed the PAT. Tennessee's not chasing points. And that puts them in a position where they're open to take it to overtime, and we all saw what happened in overtime. I will tell you this. Appalachian State's good. They're Sun Belt Conference level good. They're non-Power 5 conference good, smaller 1A good. They're maybe the best that the Sun Belt has to offer. But when they play a top 10 team in America – in that team's building, there's a reason they're a 3-touchdown underdog. They shouldn't be able to stay in this game the way they did. So for Tennessee, if they're going to realize the lofty expectations that many of us have for them, including myself, as far as winning the SEC East, I don't know about making it to the playoffs, but winning the SEC East and getting to the SEC championship game, Butch Jones and his group better play a heck of a lot better. They better get back to the drawing board. They've got to bring more intensity. They've got to execute better. And Joshua Dobbs has to play better. He's got to be one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC for Tennessee to have success offensively, and that'll translate into wins. I certainly think they'll end up bringing it on defense. The offense is where the reservations are, and they rest on Joshua Dobbs. 800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at SportsBylineUSA. We'll run through some of the other action that took place on Thursday and is coming up on the weekend. Louisville all over Charlotte, 70-14. And just an incredible effort by their young quarterback, Lamar Jackson, who had a hand in 8 TDs. And stamps himself as an early Heisman Trophy candidate. Understood against the weak sisters of the poor, but you watch him against the better competition Louisville will face, And Lamar Jackson will show you how special a quarterback he is. Indiana tops Florida International. North Carolina State over William and Mary. South Carolina, after getting off to a shaky start, being down 10-0, finds a way to steal one from Vanderbilt 13-10. Neither of these teams is going to be a power within the SEC. I guess they're borderline bowl teams. These teams could win anywhere from 5 to 7 games, no more, possibly even less, depending on how their seasons unfold in front of them. Minnesota over Oregon State, a close one in Minnesota, 30-23. And, you know, that's really the event, the extent of the meaningful action on Thursday night. Tonight's meaningful action, you know, and again, you're entitled to your opinion, but you got Michigan State hosting Furman, you know, Baylor hosting Northwestern State. And I guess the intrigue there, again, is, you know, what does Baylor look like in the wake of everything that's gone on? The battle of the state of Colorado between Colorado and Colorado State. Stanford hosting Kansas State. We talked a little bit about that last night. Then you get to the Saturday action. And again, the early kickoff, the noon kickoff between Houston and Oklahoma. You've got Ohio State and Michigan hosting teams that they're much better than. You kind of roll to the later action of note. And you've got a pair of very interesting games at 3:30. And that is UCLA, Texas A&M, and you've got Wisconsin, LSU in Green Bay. Those games intrigue me. The Georgia, North Carolina game intrigues me on Saturday as we move along. I think that may be amongst the bigger, more storied games of the weekend. That may be the closest of the weekend, and that one may give you some idea where those two teams are. That, and don't sleep on Texas A&M. Kevin Sumlin's group, I think, is going to have a pretty good year in the SEC West. You then roll it at Saturday night action, and in the next segment with Scott Hunter, we'll have a preview of Alabama-USC. But you also have Clemson and Auburn, and that'll be a benchmark matchup for both of those teams. You go to Sunday, and of course you got Notre Dame and Texas. This one's in Austin. And the intrigue here is, Charlie Strong's team has made slow incremental strides. They're still a second-level team within the Big 12. Notre Dame comes down amid a handful of distractions, and they blew them out last year. You know, how does this one all fall out? I think it's a heck of a lot closer than it was last year because of the distractions. I think the divide in talent has shrunk quite a bit. But also, here's the realities. Texas needs a big year for Charlie Strong to keep that job. There's just no nice way to put it. The progress hasn't been there. And they do need this to move along. So a win here would go a long way in getting things going for the Longhorns. But what they can't do is get blown out. That's the biggie for them. They cannot get blown out in this one. It has to be a competitive matchup. And the Longhorns have to accord themselves well. They cannot get embarrassed in Darryl Royal Stadium down in Austin. That just can't happen. And I understand they're behind Oklahoma and Oklahoma State right now in the pecking order in the Big 12. They might be ahead of Baylor. I know everybody still has Baylor ranked in the top 25. I think it'll be a very odd year for the Baylor Bears. And they may catch a Notre Dame team here that, dealing with some controversy and dealing with some distraction, they'll have the national stage all of themselves on Sunday. That one's going to be an interesting one. And then you round out the weekend on Monday, Labor Day night, number 4 Florida State, number 11 Ole Miss. This one, again, a lot of intrigue. I think Florida State has the potential to be as good as any team in America. That's the truth of the matter. They have talent all over the field. I'm not sure that the quarterback situation, and I understand it's going to be DeAndre Francois starting. And, you know, Sean McGuire fractured a bone in his foot, and I don't think he's going to be a factor this year. So you're starting DeAndre Francois, redshirt freshman quarterback. I know the last time they started a redshirt freshman quarterback, it was Jameis Winston. I don't know what Francois can bring them, but I think their offense is really going to be built around Dalvin Cook. In Chad Kelly has one of the top quarterback. Ole Miss has one of the top quarterbacks in the SEC. They have an always tough defense. They've graduated a lot of people. Here's the thing about Florida State. Ton of talent all over the football field. I think the offense is led by Dalvin Cook. I think that defense is going to be great, one of the three or four best in all of America. And I think alone with that, they may have enough to get by this game. And as the quarterback gets more and more comfortable, if they win some of these early matchups before the quarterback can be a big factor, come October, they're going to be incredibly dangerous because the talent everywhere else is just mammoth. This was the year everybody looked at Florida State as a true national title contender. I'm no exception. We'll see what the redshirt freshman quarterback has. It's the only thing that can hold them back. In a case of this matchup, that's where Ole Miss is going to have the big advantage off the bat. It's Chad Kelly. He's a veteran quarterback. He's an experienced quarterback. He's one of the very best that the SEC has to offer. It's a quarterback-driven sport. I think that's the equalizing factor. I think this ends up being one hell of a football game. I think the overall talent of Florida State ends up making the difference in this one in Orlando. But I think it's a hell of a close game. It'll show you just exactly how good Florida State can and will be. And it'll be a measuring stick game for Ole Miss, led by a veteran quarterback, but a team that will be dealing with some departures in the offseason, guys that graduated and guys that have moved on to the NFL draft. So it's going to be a great way to end a terrific week one of college football action. And, you know, you'll get done with the barbecues. You get home, you get in front of the TV at 8 o'clock because you got to get up for work the next day. Well, that's going to be a perfect way to spend that Monday night. Scott Hunter, former Alabama QB, national champion, former Packers QB. He joins us next. We'll preview Bama USC. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with a House Smarts Lawn and Garden tip. You know, fall is a really important time to take care of your lawn. You spent the spring getting it ready, the summer tweaking it and enjoying it. Good job. But winter is coming. Now, once all those leaves fall, rake them up and make sure to rake up all that thatch that can choke the lawn. It allows the winter fertilizer to get down to the roots, which will make your lawn stronger. Then in the spring, your lawn will wake up faster, look greener, and thicker than before. And now a word from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, the Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, but now we're going to go out to our phones, go down to Mobile, Alabama, where we're joined by former Alabama Crimson Tide quarterback, former national champion, former Green Bay Packers quarterback. He's Scott Hunter, and he joins us here once again on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Scott. Joe Spano, always great to talk to you, my friend.
Good morning, Joe, and welcome to Mobile, Alabama.
Beautiful morning out there in Mobile.
It is. The storm is off to our east and moving out of, now it's like Georgia, so we got a beautiful day along the Gulf Coast.
There you go. You'll be at the captain's table later on having some steak, I'm sure.
There you go.
What do you say we dive right in? We got to talk Crimson Tide. We got to talk USC Trojans. Again, Alabama, the early pick to win the national title and go back-to-back. Here's the realities. A lot of it's going to start at the quarterback position. Is it Cooper Bateman? Is it Blake Barnett? Or has Nick Saban still not yet decided?
Oh, I think it's going to be Cooper Bateman to start. As you know, last year he started against Ole Miss and didn't do so well, and they were placed in the second quarter. He never got a chance the rest of the season to play much, but he has the most experience of anybody at that position. Obviously, you're going to start him. As people ask me, well, how do you determine who the starting quarterback is? I determine it just like what Coach Bryant told me when I asked him what it took to be starting quarterback. Coach Bryant told me it's easy. Move the ball down the field and get it over the goal line, and you'll stay my starting quarterback. So if Cooper Bateman can move it down the field and put it over the goal line, he'll stay out there. If not, I think you probably see Blake Barnett come into the game.
You know, and you talk about moving it down the field. The one fortunate thing for these Alabama Crimson Tide quarterbacks, and we seem to break a new one in just about every year, they'll always have talented guys in the backfield to hand the ball off to and talented weapons to throw the football to. And starting with the running backs, obviously Derrick Henry, who looks like he's going to be terrific on the NFL level, is gone, as is T.J. Yeldon. But Bo Scarborough, who we saw a little bit of last year, especially after some of the injuries to the backfield, he looks like he can flat-out play. And then you got Damian Harris. So talk about the new-look backfield and what these guys can bring to the table.
Well, traditionally, as you know, Nick Saban, when he was at LSU, likes a two-back, an effective two-back setup. He likes to have one back getting 20, 21 carries and another back getting 10 or 15. And he got away from that, obviously, because he had a Heisman Trophy candidate. You had to hand him the ball. But I think he's going back to that this year with Scarborough and Harris. And my downstairs neighbor is a West Point graduate, and I was talking to him the other night, and I said, you know, it seems like when I was watching these two guys in spring training and early the scrimmage about a couple of weeks ago, it's like Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, like was it Glenn Davis and Doc Blanchard back in the 40s at Scarborough, being your outside guy, and Damon Harris being your inside guy. So I think Nick will get back to that traditional two-back, effective two-back routine he's used.
Are one of these running backs, are they a pretty good pass catcher, and can they give you some of the things that Alabama was able to get out of running backs not named Derrick Henry last year, and will they get a pass-catching threat that can be the quarterback's best friend?
Yeah, Joe, I don't know. Alabama just simply doesn't use the running back as much as, say, I use Johnny Musso when I was playing. I'd look downfield, nobody's open. I'm going to drop it off to Johnny Musso. He was always going to make something happen with it. But they don't really use the running back much. And probably it's because, gosh, when you got five receivers, I mean, like they've got, you know, Calvin Ridley, Calvin Sims, Foster, Stewart, and you got five receivers as a group, maybe the best set of receivers Alabama's ever had. I'm going back to Julio Jones and before. So, really, I guess you don't really need the running back catching passes.
Well, you know, you go to the defensive side of the ball. The Crimson Tide was hit by a ton of defections and graduations and a whole bunch of guys that are going to be playing on Sunday. Doesn't seem like it matters that much. There's a whole host of guys on defense that come next year's NFL draft will be drafted in the top couple of rounds. So talk to us a little bit about this Crimson Tide defense. Who's going to be stepping in? Who's going to be stepping up? And just how good it's going to be?
Well, first off, in a game like this where you're playing Southern Cal, who obviously don't have speed, having five or six defensive linemen that you can rotate in and out of the game is important. You know, going back to the Clemson game, you know, they had to rotate in so many people because Deshaun Foster just ran everybody ragged. Nick was telling us during the offseason, he looked down the sideline and the defensive lineman's tongues were hanging out. And that's why he decided he better try that onside kick just to not let Deshaun Foster get the ball back. So they've got five to six guys up front that can rotate in. There's not much drop off, if any, when the number two guys come in, like Sean Hand behind Jonathan Allen and so forth. So that's a plus for them on the front, the defensive front. You know, linebacking core, gosh, you know, Tim Williams, Ryan Anderson, Reuben Foster, you know what you got there. Anybody in the SEC would rather, you know, like to have that linebacking core. In fact, anybody in the nation would like to have that linebacking core.
You know, and we're talking about this defense. You talked about that ton of personnel, particularly the front seven group, which the beat just keeps on rolling. You bring back most of the linebackers. You got a bunch of new guys coming in at defensive line, and you're deep and you're talented. You got a solid secondary. You bring in a new defensive coordinator because of Kirby Smart moving on to Georgia. Has he put a different blueprint on a stamp on this defense, or what we've seen before is pretty much what we're going to see now in Tuscaloosa with the Alabama Crimson Tide on the defensive side of the football?
Well, I think what Nick just said about defense, you know, you got to have kind of two defenses to win the SEC. You got to have the defense that can stop LSU. You know, with their huge offensive line and always having a big-time running back. But also you got to have the defense that can stop the up-tempo game of Ole Miss and Texas A&M and Auburn. So he's got to have two defenses there. And I don't think things under Jeremy Pruitt, I don't think anything is going to change along that line. Nick has established the way the defenses are to be built, and Jeremy's just picking up the ball where after Kirby left and went to Athens.
That's the voice of Alabama Crimson Tide legend Scott Hunter joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. When you look at the opposition, And you look at the USC Trojans, you see it's the third coach in the last, I don't know, I think it's got to be about 3 or 4 years. It's a young group, but it's a talented group. When you look at what they're breaking in a new quarterback themselves. When you look at what they bring to the table and how they can challenge Alabama, what do you see as far as USC beyond just talent that makes them a dangerous foe for the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Well, of course, this tradition goes back a long way in Southern Cal and Alabama. I think it started with, you know, what, 1946 or 7. In fact, Harry Gilmer, who just passed away, was the quarterback who beat Southern Cal in the Rose Bowl back in 46 or 7. So we've played a long time. As you know, they beat us in Birmingham when we were the favorites, beat us soundly with Sam Cunningham and so forth. And then Alabama went out there and beat them the next year. So these two teams have a great tradition against each other and usually play each other pretty close, and I expect it to be pretty close here. I know Max Brown was one of the highest-rated pro-style quarterbacks coming out of high school. He had a little playing time last year. And I know Southern Cal's got two big defensive NFL-style defensive or offensive tackles, And if they can protect Brown, I think that he has a chance of that. I think the wide receivers, Juju, but anyway, he's a top-notch wide receiver. You'll see him play on Sunday. I think if they can protect Brown, I think they could make some things happen against the Alabama defense, like Deshaun Foster did in the national championship game.
You're talking about Juju Smith-Schuster, who really is dynamic, and they got speed on the other side of the ball in Adoree Jackson, the corner. I mean, he's a corner, an explosive returner. You're exactly right, Scott. They got some guys that you're going to see on Sunday. There's a lot of talent. What they lack is experience. And, again, the quarterback saw a few snaps, but not a lot. So I think you made some good points.
You know, one thing is, I went out to the UCLA game in 2000 in the Rose Bowl, and we were the prohibitive favorite. Well, we go out there, and Freddie Millins runs a punt back in the first quarter, and I could see our fans relax. I could see the bench relax. The coaches seemed to relax. And all of a sudden, we got into a situation where our quarterbacks couldn't make a third down, couldn't convert on any possession downs. And then UCLA gets a couple of big plays in the second quarter. And the same thing happens in the second half of our offense. Our quarterbacks can't manufacture anything, and they start running that big running back out of Deshaun, helped me, but, you know, went on to play in the NFL, and they just beat our tail. So, you know, you can have maybe the best team on paper, but if you don't get a really good play out of your quarterback, you can put yourself in a situation where you can get your tail handed to you.
I think you make a great point. We saw that last night. We saw Tennessee, a lot of lofty things are expected of them, particularly on the east side of the SEC. And their cornerback didn't play particularly well last night. Joshua Dobbs wasn't particularly good, and they needed help to win that game, some good fortune, and they needed overtime to beat a three-touchdown underdog.
Jalen Hurd saved that game. Dobbs got hit. I mean, he got hit, and he fumbled the ball, and, you know, Appalachian State had guys all around it. Jalen Hurd went in there and just got it away from them. And otherwise, Tennessee is beat.
Yeah, and boy – you know, and before we let you run, because I know your pick. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go out on a great limb and say you're picking the Alabama Crimson Tide. I will ask you this. You think it's going to be closer than the double-digit spread would indicate? You think this is going to be a battle in the fourth quarter for the Crimson Tide? Or do you think they take over at some point in the third quarter, run away and hide a little bit?
Yeah, you know, that depends on Max Brown and how they protect him and how he does. If they do that, this game has a chance to be a close game. If they can't, you know, obviously Alabama will grind them down and start running the football. And anytime a defense is on the field more than 65 plays, they decline as far as their effectiveness. And I think Alabama will get decent quarterback play, and I think they'll put pressure on Max Brown. And I think this thing will be a 30-21 type thing. And I think it'll be closer, though, for a longer time than people think.
Well, you know, before we let you run, the SEC West, once again, going to be a meat grinder. Not only Alabama, LSU, because they actually have a quarterback with experience. I still don't know how good he is, but he's got experience now. It looks like Texas A&M may be resurgent. And Chad Kelly at Ole Miss is a veteran quarterback and a great two-way dual threat. You know, when it's all said and done, how do you see this SEC West shaping up? Because I think it's going to be an incredible race once again in that SEC West and that battle to get to the SEC championship game out of the Western side.
Well, you just hit a good point. I think it's like a horse race right now. Everybody is just starting out kind of even. LSU, Texas A&M, Alabama. And don't count Auburn out either. Auburn always seems when they're in an underdog role. They always seem to come through with a great season, and they're in that underdog role. So, you know, if Nick can go through the West with out of defeat, that'll be fantastic. Even maybe one loss could be enough to still get him in the SEC championship.
Crimson Tide should petition to get in the East. It's a heck of a lot easier road than all what Tennessee did last night. I don't know if they're going to be able to bring it, but I think they'll rebound from that. Scott, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. You bring such great insight on the Alabama Crimson Tide. We'll be looking you up throughout the season, man. You enjoy the day down in Mobile. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was the great Scott Hunter former Alabama Crimson Tide quarterback, former Green Bay Packer quarterback, former national champion, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, previewing USC and Alabama. We'll tie a bow around it for a Friday here on the Spano and Black Attack, so be sure to keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around it for the week here on the Spano and Black Attack. Going to be an extended three-day weekend. Best of Spano and Black on Labor Day. And then we're back on Tuesday with a recap of all the great college football action and starting to look ahead to the opening of the NFL season. We'll also have some Major League Baseball in there and everything else. But the focus coming out of the blocks on Tuesday after the Labor Day weekend is going to be a lot of college football, and then start getting an eye towards the NFL as opening night of NFL 2016 is Thursday night. And then you got a whole slate of games on Sunday. So that's our focus coming up, but it's going to be a three-day weekend. We'll have a great Best of Spano and Black on Labor Day that you can check out. And we're going to have some interesting stuff coming up next week. We got Mike Haynes, Hall of Fame defensive back for the New England Patriots and Los Angeles Raiders, joining us. I'm working on bringing on Nate Boyer to talk to us about the conversations he's had with Colin Kaepernick and a whole lot more fun stuff. Not only fun, but eye-opening as well. We want to thank former Alabama quarterback Scott Hunter for joining us. We want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons all of the time. Most importantly, want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until Tuesday, when we come back from Labor Day, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.